When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And welcome to another episode of One Shot. I'm James D'Amato, your Game Master. First, I want to give everyone a quick update in scheduling. Unfortunately, John Patrick Cohen got sick this week, and we were unable to record our Star Wars episode. So, we're pushing the premiere of that back till December. In the meantime, we're going to be doing a holiday special episode for the end of November. It'll be run in Deadlands Noir, so look forward to that. I'd also like to take the time to remind everyone that One Shot has a companion podcast, Critical Success. On Critical Success, we explain the theory behind role-playing and explain ways to sharpen your skills as a GM and a player. If you like One Shot or Critical Success, you can help us out by giving us a review on iTunes. The more 5-star reviews we get, the easier it is for people to find us. Also, telling your friends about us would be pretty fucking rad. And there's something in it for you, too. If you tell your friend about something and they like it, they owe you. And isn't that what friendship's all about? With all that begging out of the way, let's get to the adventure. I present to you the conclusion of Everyone is John, Cthulhu Edition. All right, we are back for what is guaranteed to be the most ridiculous fucking conclusion to a game that we've had yet. And yeah. We fought Cobra Commander with a magical girl. This is going to be insane. let's because this has an air of finality to it. John Patrick Cohen, how did this voice imagine John dying?
How did he imagine John dying?
Yeah, how did you picture the end?
Okay, well, honestly, he thought that the end would not come for John. He thought that John would survive it. But if he had to pick how John would die, it would be alone.
Alone?
In the dark.
In the dark.
Very, very deep underground. Clutching what one can only describe as the corpse of a gerbil.
Wow. Yeah, that's actually setting the bar pretty low.
Yeah.
So who knows? You might be able to clench that. Next, we'll move on to Mike Gospel. Mm-hmm. Mike, how would your voice prefer John to die?
I think you'd prefer him to die a hero.
A hero?
Die like a martyr. Like he saved a bunch of people. He saved the people he's met. All the different. He saved Brody and
he murdered
saved
a lot of those people. Yeah.
You know, but. He wants to redeem himself. He needs that kind of, like, it was all worth it because I saved Brittany and Brody and Brody's two friends who also had names.
Mm-hmm.
And Carlton. Carlton got flipped by the pyramid monster.
Yeah, maybe. Carlton's status is questionable at this point.
He has his fingers back, though.
He has his fingers back. Yeah. That's important. And, of course, finally, with Luke Null. Luke.
How would I like John to die?
Yeah.
I envision him summoning Cthulhu, the Dark Lord, of course, to our plane of existence, but leaving his plane open. I want him to be sucked into outer space set to Ramstein, however you say it, Duhast, while he's having an orgasm with Brittany, who's still waiting. I want him just to be torn apart, like in a black hole.
Wow. Well, let's see if we can make any of those happen.
That's all possible.
I think it'll be good.
All right. So John's waking up. There's a bid for control.
Okay. Two.
Oh,
two.
Man. Boys.
Roll off.
Roll tie.
Four.
That might hit the thing. One.
Four. All right.
I'm back.
And as you return to consciousness, you notice it's dark. Really dark right now. You try to open your eyes and you realize you're blindfolded. You try to speak, you realize you've been gagged. You fiddle around with your hands for a bit, and you realize that you're tied up.
You're tied up.
And you hear voices that are sort of doing a low chant.
Yeah, 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 Cthulhu, Dagon, yeah, yeah.
Can I, use my memory call to possibly understand what they're saying, what they're chanting for?
To what they're chanting for?
Yeah.
Sure, absolutely. You roll that.
I will do that right now. Four, I do.
So you know that this is a chant that's laid out in the Necronomicon. It's basically singing the praises of Cthulhu. You usually use this to, it's a general ceremony stuff.
Awesome. What I'm going to do now, because I'm pretty much completely fucked at the moment. I can't really do anything. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to summon a motherfucking demon. Because if I'm going to be tied up, I can still chant. Or no, I'm gagged.
You're gagged.
I guess I'm going to wriggle about and try to force my way out of it.
Sure.
Or break my bonds.
Yeah. Try and escape. Roll.
Four.
Bid for control.
Do we still have tentacle hands?
You have the tent. You got regular hands.
It's probably in our best interest to allow him to break out with extreme physical
and puzzle ability.
And puzzle abilities.
So keep that in mind as you do your bids. And 3, 2, 1. Roll off.
One.
Two.
All right.
I had no idea I'd be using this ability so early.
John, what do we do?
Okay, so I can hear people chanting, though, right?
Yeah.
All right, John. Look, buddy. I know that we're going to save you, okay? Because this is us. But before we do that, we do have to slip out real quick, and we've got to slip into somebody else's body.
Wait, what the fuck?
You ready for this? Don't worry, we're going. I try to switch bodies with one of the people that is chanting.
Okay, yeah. So to do that, you're going to have to dig out your own heart.
Okay.
And you are going to have to,
Jesus.
You're going to, first you have to etch into your flesh, like, a gateway.
Okay.
Then you have to pull out of your chest your own heart, say some words. I'm not sure that they have to, if they have to be audible or not.
All right.
And then push your heart through the gateway as you're dying.
Can I get my tentacles around to do that?
You're going to have to roll to get them free first.
Do I have any of my guns in my pockets?
They've basically been taken away.
They're taking me my guns? Okay. Yeah, well, let's try to roll to get these tentacles out of my, or away. Ooh, I got it.
Sweet. Yeah. So yeah, you managed, you're like, you have your tentacles free, you've got your fingernails on the end, right. And like, you can definitely roll and it's off of this ability.
We'll do it. Got it.
So you managed to etch into your flesh the necessary carvings in order to Jesus. Open up the gateway. Now you need to basically pry into your own chest and pull out your heart. As you say the magic word, you also managed to pull the gag off.
Doesn't? That immediately go against his ultimate goal.
John's still alive. He's just not in body anymore. we're done with this shell of a person. We're moving on to the next one.
Sorry, too bloody and dirty anyway.
Oh, man, no, I fail. Wait, so hold on. Did I just kill us?
Maybe that would be good because whatever they're chanting, is good for me. It's been my best interest to just blow my brains out right now and allow this plan to take place.
Can I spend 1 point to move that up so I don't instantly die?
you can spend a point to reroll.
Okay, I'll do that.
And on the next one, if you want to add stuff to
I'm good. We're fine.
Okay, so yeah. So you manage to pull out your heart and you start screaming in agony and you have you've taken your gag out, so you scream and you can't see anything because you still have your blindfold on. But people stop chanting and they turn their attention to you as you say the words and shove the heart into the portal that's formed on your chest. And all of a sudden, your consciousness leaps to another body.
Great.
Describe this body.
Oh yeah, I need to know what body I'm in.
Well, you wake up again. As you wake up, there's a bit for control.
Sure.
Ooh.
All right. So whoever is in control gets to describe how the body looks.
Okay. This is a 6.5 foot tall albino man with a snaggle tooth and a lisp.
Is this person in the head still too?
No. That person has been switched into that other body, which is now dead.
Which is
he's got, but so it's John is now in this body. He's I'm gonna say he's 31 years old. This man. Never went to high school, but the body's dumb, strong, very much albino, and he's wearing a dark robe.
Yeah, he's wearing
very
a dark
much
robe.
Albino.
All right, John. Bad news is this is your new body forever.
Oh my God! What have you done,
John? Keep it together. Keep it together. I'm in control here. Okay. Oh no! It looks like he killed himself. I say out loud.
Exit stage right.
Oh no! It looks like he killed himself.
You sound like Snagglepuss whenever you're talking from now on.
This guy looks like he killed himself.
I can't believe he did it before the ceremony.
Oh man, what do we do?
We need a new sacrifice.
Wait a second, I've got an idea. Where is it that we put his guns again?
Oh, you mean right here in this bag of possessions we confiscated from him?
That's right. I go to the gun bag and grab two of the guns out, and then I just start mowing people down.
Did you take?
Oh yeah,
I did too.
Are six people?
Do what?
Got them. I rolled it. Do I have to roll for each one?
Roll for each one.
Oh,
yeah.
Fuck. Yeah. So one.
Is that a skill?
Two.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Marksmanship. No. Universal marksmanship.
Three.
For throwing.
Four.
Too.
Five.
And the other one is you.
Oh,
so
the
you're
other
fine.
Me, yeah.
So yeah, you.
That's awesome.
What's your post-kill line?
Suffering thug attacks. so I mow those guys down. All right, John, sorry about your body, but that was necessary.
Jesus Christ,
it was
God.
It was totally necessary, John.
Oh, man, I'm looking at my own dead body. It's the most fucked up thing I've ever seen in my life.
Okay, technically, does that fulfill number two? Because I did sacrifice.
Yeah, you did. What is it?
I can't tell you. Okay. So I want to take a quick, now that I see my corpse on the floor and these five corpses, I want to take a quick recap of the room. What's inside of this room?
Okay. So you are in a narrow corridor that's lit by torchlight. There are men who are now dead next to what was a palanquin, which is one of those mobile thrones that they move people around in, except you were in sort of a sarcophagus type thing. There's long stretching darkness one way, long stretching darkness another way. So you feel pretty at home and at ease right now.
Okay, great. I will do a 50-50 shot for which so high as I go up the it doesn't matter. I'll just pick away and I'll grab the rest of my guns and put them in this guy's body now in his robe.
Yeah, just tell me if you like odds or evens.
I like I like odds. I'll go odds.
All right, roll it.
Two.
Two. Okay, so you start heading one way, and you get to a circular chamber that has many wooden doors.
Okay. Is there a door to going into the chamber?
No, actually.
No? Okay. So I walk into the chamber,
mm-hmm.
and I see many wooden doors.
Yeah.
Go to the door to my right. Test it.
Doran, you're right. So you walk through and there is a long corridor, lit by torchlight.
Is there a lock on the door?
No.
Ooh, damn it. No way to makeshift a lock. Okay. I checked the other doors in the, around me. How many other doors do we have?
You have, 5 doors and the one that you came in.
I look for any way to lock these doors.
Okay. So you would probably, what you would need is something to wedge under the door to create like a wedge lock.
Anything in the room that looks a wedge appropriate?
The only thing is maybe the torches on the walls.
Oh yeah, I'll try one of those.
All right. So for that, you're going to have to break the torch off the wall. So you're going to need to roll for that.
Nah. Fuck it. If it's not within my wheelhouse, I'm not doing that. Even if it's my obsession. I do go ahead and turn off all those lights.
Okay. Yeah. Roll that.
This is something that I can do. Yep.
You're now shrouded completely in darkness.
Great.
In every direction. Congratulations.
I walk into one of the rooms that has the hallway in it.
Okay.
And continue down that hallway, feeling my way across
feeling
the
your way down. Okay.
Just feeling
so
it.
So you walk down the hall until you feel like your way to a door.
Open that door.
You open that door and it looks like immediately in front of you, there's some drywall or there's some stairs.
Oh,
and
okay.
Up those stairs, there's another door and behind that door is drywall.
Hmm. Well, go back the other way.
All right.
I head back down. There's no way to get past the drywall.
Mm-hmm.
Unless
you want to punch past drywall is not very tough.
Okay, yeah, we'll try punching past the drywall.
You can. It's up to you.
Let's see, I've got extra guns. I'm going to shoot my way through the drywall, see if I can just perforate it with enough bullets from, I'll just empty a couple mags. I've got plenty of guns into this drywall.
How many guns? We have 12?
No, we've got 5.
We got 5 guns.
So yeah, I'll empty a couple mags into this wall. See if that helps.
So yeah, that weakens the drywall. After the first one, you can actually look through the hole.
Oh yeah, I'll look through the hole.
So you look through the hole and you see you're in a kitchen. Industrial kitchen.
This is just another passageway down into the catacombs. Okay,
right.
Cool. Well, I turn around. I don't need to go to that kitchen. I need to find something down here. Mm-hmm. So, I loop back and try a different door.
All right. Roll 1 through 6.
5.
All right. So let's see here. You go down 5. It's a similar setup down 5. At the end, you find some stairs. Stairs lead up to a door. This one's also covered by drywall at the end.
Hmm. I feel like I don't want to go to up any more doors, so I will loop back and try again.
All right. Roll it.
1 this time.
1. Okay. You go down this one. There's no up to this one. You find a door at the end of it.
Drywall?
You open that door and it looks like you're in some sort of boiler room.
Ooh, okay. I go in and start to investigate.
There are fire extinguishers here.
Take one of those.
It's pretty warm and cozy and you doze off.
Ooh, nice.
Bid for control.
Cool.
Hold on, let me change some of these out.
Three, two, one.
Ooh.
Ooh. 3.
All right.
Wow.
All right. Let's rack up some points here. I've got some new objectives that I've been dying to take care of.
All right. What's our plan?
The plan is return to the original room.
Okay.
I'm wandering back to the original room where we just murdered all the guys because presumably that's where the Necronomicon was left.
Yeah. Yeah.
Going back down to the Necronomicon. Now, the dead bodies.
Mm-hmm.
They have, there's things on them. Like they have rings. Some of these people have rings on or anything. What I want to do is I want to remove the rings and I want to put all of these rings in my butt.
Ah, but in the body. Which body's butt?
In, I guess, I mean, it's my butt. So I guess I can do any butt, really. I could do my old body's butt, which is still my butt.
Yeah.
Or my own current butt. I'll put it in the dead body's butt because, I mean, that way I'm not having to feel all the stuff in
man.
My butt.
Yeah, you put a bunch of rings in your butt.
I'm thinking as many rings as I can in my old butt. Honestly, I go crazy. Anything I can fit in that butt. I'm putting everything
I can.
So
the rings go in easily. If you want to put something larger in that butt, you're going to have to roll for it.
Let's not worry about it right now. I think that I am going to leaf through the Necronomicon to see what is it going to take. What do I have to get in order for me to summon Cthulhu to this plane of existence and kill everyone that's ever lived?
Yeah.
Again.
To do that, you are going to have to do a really close, careful read and interpretation of the Necronomicon. So it's going to take you two rolls to get that information.
I will do that. Now, is
so
there
the first roll will isolate the Cthulhu passages, and the second roll...
Is this my memory recall?
This is not memory recall.
This
You're
is two
reading
sixes
the book. Two sixes. You can also throw some willpower in there.
I'm putting two willpower on there. Well, this is kind of a Hail Mary as far as I'm trying to end
your,
the world.
Yeah, you're going for your objective.
Going for the objective. Two. Got it.
Got it. Nice.
Two more.
Oh.
Did he get it?
Didn't get it.
No. Okay, so you have the passages now, and you have them perfectly recalled in your mind. So at any point, you'll be able to roll and try and interpret them and divine the ceremony. But we have a battle for control right now.
Okay.
Three, two, one.
Two.
Two.
Cool
two
beans.
Takes it.
Okay. John.
Yeah, what's
John,
up?
John. It's been a while.
Yeah, it has. Are we going to do my performance review again?
We'll save that. What were you just doing there?
Well, I was putting a bunch of things in my dead body's butt, and then... and I was going through the Necronomicon, and I was trying to summon... Summon Cthulhu.
Okay. How about we
kill
don't?
Everyone
How about we
who's
don't
ever
do that?
Lived?
Is that cool?
Yeah. You know what? Now that you're here, I feel like that wasn't a great plan.
Yeah. You're correct in feeling that way. I would like you, please, John, you're keeping the Necronomicon on you. You're going to be carrying that around.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, let's try to find, what were we trying to find earlier?
Whoever's in charge down here, I think.
Okay. Yeah, let's try to find the boss. Let's see. We did that one room with all the...
Just get Cthulhu.
With all the doors in it, and we did the couple places that went up to different buildings on campus. Let's go back down...
There was another direction down the hall.
Yeah, let's try that.
All right. So you travel down the hall and you come to a large iron door.
Iron.
Hey, John, you're gonna read the Necronomicon to look for any type of spell that might melt this iron.
Okay.
Or that could somehow blast through this door.
Roll that reading.
Okay.
that reading.
Do I get anything for the, nope, it's just a balls out one.
Take your balls out.
I'll put a two on this. Oh, damn. Just missed.
You can't find any spells that'll open that door and battle for control. All right, everybody, grab your bids. Three, two, one, bid.
One, one, one.
Roll off.
Damn it.
Two.
Five.
Two, two.
All right. You take it, Luke.
All right. Back to the original room. Or no, I guess, yeah, back to the original room.
Yeah.
While I'm on my way back, I'm looking for pebbles and things that I can force into my own anus because that is something that I'm obsessed with. I'm obsessed with it.
There are a bunch of pebbles around here.
I'm forcing as many as I can fit into my anus.
How many is that?
Honestly, as many as I can fit. And I'm a 6.5 foot tall albino man.
Oh, your
man.
Current body yeah. now.
My
yeah.
current body. I mean, it's my butt is the definition of the,
So yeah, you managed to get a bunch of pebbles in your butt.
Okay, great.
Without lube, it's difficult.
Great.
But you do it.
Now, I know where the passage is for Cthulhu. Correct.
Yeah, you know where the passage is. You just have to interpret it to figure out how a ceremony might work.
Well, I guess. I guess I gotta try for that.
Yeah, gotta keep trying
Roll
to kill
it.
Us.
Gotta try for that. 6.
6. There we go.
Yeah.
Okay, so you now know that you need to perform a ceremony that has many people in attendance, where you sacrifice, like at least. We're going to say 60 people.
Okay.
I met all of those guys.
When you sacrifice 60 people. So now you need to find, if you want to destroy the world, you need to find 60 people and lead the ceremony and say the right words. But it has to be at a certain elevation, which is far below sea level.
Okay. John. I'm bouncing through a few things right now in my head. See.
Our head.
Our head. Our new, wonderful, large head. I know the other voices are telling you to do stuff, kill final bosses, bullshit like that, John, but I don't think that that's in our best interest.
Oh, what do you feel is in our best interest?
Honestly, if I could have my way, I would love... In a perfect world, I would love to summon Cthulhu and have him kill everything and everyone. You're with me there, right?
Sure.
Yeah. But on the other hand, that's going to be super hard. So it's in my best interest to really stick it to the other voices, right?
Okay, yeah.
And end it all right now.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You just want me to kill myself?
I think that what we do is we summon a demon. The bigger, the better. It won't be Cthulhu, but it'll cause some havoc.
It's not going to kill everyone in the entire world.
No, without a doubt it won't. But what it will do will alert the world to this crazy alternate universe's existence, which will drive tons of people insane.
Okay. So yeah, that'll be kind of destroying the world.
It would change a lot of perspectives.
I mean,
it really made me think.
Yeah.
When that demon came out, it made me think.
Yeah.
Well, I guess since I've ruled out Cthulhu as something that I'm going to go for.
I mean, don't you think that like the people that we just killed a bunch of people and they were, you know, taking us for a sacrifice. Maybe they have a bunch of other people to sacrifice.
Oh, you're totally right. Let's search for more people around here.
Yeah. Well, there's that iron door that we couldn't get past.
That's true. Now, John, we've read the Necronomicon once.
Yeah, we gave it once over.
Do we know if there's any way that we could perchance summon something that could help us, or will it always attack us? What do you think?
You know, my experience with these things so far, they've been pretty hostile.
Okay.
Not super helpful.
Not super helpful.
Point
but that doesn't mean
taken.
We won't find one that isn't helpful, you know?
Point
Not
taken.
All demons are evil.
That's true.
Maybe
I can get a succubus or something.
Ooh.
That would be pretty fun. Let's get a succubus.
Well, we could try for that. I mean, I'm up for anything.
I think that... I either think an imp or a succubus or succubi, honestly.
You know, I haven't seen anything of the, traditional Christian demonology pop out of our summonings, but we can always hope, right?
I mean, I'm really just pulling for something to be able to knock down that door so that I can summon Cthulhu eventually, right, John?
Right, of course.
All right, well, let's summon something.
Yeah, you know, the more the merrier.
All right, so let's just flip to a random page, kind of like a phone book. Bup, 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 bup. This seems like a good page, John. Let's summon whatever this is. No.
You summon a table of contents.
No. All right.
This is the index.
There is a battle for control.
Go ahead.
Two.
All right, John. All right.
Hey, I'm working on this neat project that I think you might want to be brought in on.
What's that?
So we're going to summon Cthulhu, and he is going to come in and kill everyone who's ever lived.
John.
You don't sound happy.
Can I spare you the what do you think is going to happen again?
Well, Cthulhu will show up and he'll kill everyone who ever lived.
All right. How about this? How about we don't try to destroy the world here?
What would we do instead?
So what do we think is behind this iron door?
Probably the cultists.
So we want in there because we want to let those guys all go free, because without those people, Cthulhu cannot be summoned, and that'll pretty much save the world. I mean,
well, yeah, that would save the world.
Round up 60 other people, like, on such short notice.
Boo. Well, probably, you know, the administration of the college would be able to round up people on such
perhaps
short notice. Especially, like, they locked down the school, so they could
however,
probably
John,
easily
however, John, under the pretense of, we're gonna sacrifice you?
Well, no, they'd probably say something like, oh, there's a crazy madman loose on campus shooting people, come this way to safety.
Okay.
And then, you know,
all right, Mr. Smarty McFly. Okay, so you got the Necronomicon open already, right?
Yes, sir.
Can we try reading that again to find a iron door opening, melting type of spell?
If you want me to read the Necronomicon, I will do that for you.
Is that us? Have we been reading that this whole time? Or we've just been like trying to stumble through it?
Well, normally I can read it. Normally I can perfectly recall it. It's just with you around, I don't know what it is.
It's probably because I'm putting a little too much pressure on you.
Yeah.
I get it.
Let's read it and we'll see what we come up with.
Let's read it. How about that? I'll put one down. Six. Got it.
Six. Perfect.
Way to be, John.
So you read it, and all of a sudden, John starts feeling very, very sick.
Uh-oh. What's wrong?
I don't know. Of course, he's talking with his voice. I don't know. I just don't feel well at all.
It's good. Six.
You start vomiting acid, and it sprays all over the iron door.
Oh, there you figured it out.
Oh, but what cost?
Well, hey, you know what? This is already your body. You know, you're going to have some of these things happen, probably.
It's like growing pains?
Yeah, it's just like having growing pains, but for albino 6.5 foot tall gentlemen. So can you go through that hole, please, that you just blasted through that iron door?
Yeah, I should be able to maneuver my way through.
All right, let's get in there, please.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's look around. You see anybody?
Well, I see, like, faint torchlight in the distance.
All right, let's walk toward that.
All right, so you continue down the hall a little bit, and once you get far enough, the torches are lit again.
Okay.
And there appears to be a stone spiral staircase down.
Yeah. Well, duh, John. Let's go. Head on down.
So you walk down those stairs, and as you walk down those stairs, you start hearing echoing through the halls.
Ia, ia, Cthulhu, Ftagen. Ia, ia, Cthulhu, Ftagen.
All right, John. You recognize that? That's not people, right? Maybe. Let's keep going.
Bad people, probably.
Yeah. Let's hear who's saying that stuff. But don't show yourself. Get down there far enough that you can see them without them seeing you.
So roll sneaking.
Sneaking. Oh shit. Yeah. Okay. Any athletic ability or puzzle solving in that?
Does it 100% no?
Oh, it's a 2, John.
That's not good. You fall down the stairs. And there's a bid for control.
Uh-oh.
One.
A set of ones.
Three.
One.
Two.
Three. And three gets it. Jesus. Okay, so what happens? I'm falling downstairs?
So, yeah, you fall down the stairs. You tumble down the stairs. And like at the bottom, you get to the bottom of the stairs and you see a bunch of students tied down to stone altars. And there are hooded figures, who are holding knives over them.
Oh, goodness. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, I thought you were doing a character.
Nope. Not
so lucky.
Just dying.
Just dying.
Actual death.
So, you see, and then you see at the, in the center of the room,
shit. Take some
I'm going to have to do a lot of editing.
This is an awful character.
Hold on, I'm going to pause it. Get a glass of water real quick.
Yeah,
all right, so in the center of the room, on a sort of circular raised platform, is the dean of students, and he is in a robe. He has carved into his face many different necromantic symbols and whatnot. And he is speaking in a language that you don't recognize, as there are people all around the room plunging knives into students who are struggling on their slabs.
Yeah. Can the dean see me?
The dean can see you, but he sees a cultist. And he doesn't know that you have a bunch of pebbles in your butt.
That's right. How uncomfortable are those pebbles?
They're very uncomfortable.
I like it.
Are there any free knives around?
You have guns.
I know I have guns.
You know, you can. I'm sure you can, like, walk up to one of the cultists and be like, hey.
Time to... John, listen, buddy. I know it's been a hell of a ride for us.
It has.
But it's time
to
get that old body switch going one more time, buddy.
What? That was so painful.
I know it was. It hurt me too, but we're going to switch bodies and we're going to become that, the dean.
We're going to become the dean?
We're going to do our best, buddy. Don't worry about it. So I wanted to.
Pebbles in your butt anymore.
Hey, at least we won't have pebbles in our butt.
Oh, thank God. And this fucking voice. This fucking voice is driving me nuts.
It's
man.
A terrible voice.
It's a terrible voice.
These cultists can't speak.
But this guy's old. Before you do it, we're switching our body into an old man who could very well have heart troubles.
You know what? It's such an easy process at this point. I think I've got it down.
I think it popped out of it later.
So I'm going to find one of those cultist knives and kind of like turn my back towards everybody and start carving shit on my chest.
So you start make the first roll for carving shit into your chest.
Oh fuck! Oh, no! Absolutely not.
So you go, ow! Hey, it hurts more in this body. Maybe it's because I didn't have all the other wounds to distract me.
Okay, well that plan.
And one of the cultists comes over. What are you doing?
Are you guys trying to take control?
And bid for control.
Yeah.
Deuces.
Boom.
I got it back. He asked me what I'm doing.
What are you doing?
I'm sorry. I was trying to slay this innocent with this knife, and I nicked myself.
On your chest?
Such a silly.
roll to convince him.
I don't want to convince this guy. Fuck him. I'll just shoot him in the head. That's right. What I want to do.
If you shoot him, one thing you realize about shooting him is that gunshot will definitely alert the entire room to what's happening.
Yeah, that's true. I can't convince him, though. I have a much better chance of shooting
him.
You
might be able to convince him.
You could.
Can you negotiate?
What is your skill? That you're using.
You could switch
people?
To me and I could seduce
Gunman.
Him.
Gunman?
Yeah.
Now you could cede control to him, and he has
seduction.
Universal.
I will absolutely never cede control to him. We are going for opposite things. In fact, I don't care about this guy, and I don't care about him at all. So I'm just going to continue to carve runes on my chest. I'm just going to keep
just
doing that.
Do it very quickly.
I was going to kill an innocent, but
I didn't learn it the right way.
Okay, yeah, I got that.
Even now, you're still carving things into your chest.
Shut up. I'm carving for
this. Shut up. Me shut up, Azazel. You shut up. You're so rude.
and nobody calls you out on it. But I'm finally going to call you out on it.
As he's doing this, he's calling me out on it. I'm just carving this thing into my chest, reaching in to pull my heart out.
What the fuck?
I'm screaming
what the
too, fuck probably.
You got to make a roll to pull your heart out.
Okay.
This is, oh, man.
The fucking, can I give me that of your desk?
Yeah.
I fucking dropped it. On the ground somewhere.
Oh, no.
Oh, fuck me. God damn it. One. So we've got this rune on our chest,
so
guys.
You've got this rune on your chest. And that was the roll to, like, so you've cut open a massive hole in your chest, and you're bleeding pretty profusely at this point.
At this point, if you don't keep giving me control, we are dead.
So
you don't want to die.
I want Cthulhu to get here.
Bid for control.
No, it's only if you destroy the world that you get those points.
I know. I want them.
All right, ready? Two.
Two. Oh, you keep it.
I got it. Another roll. I got to pull that heart out. Four. Yeah, oh, got it.
There we go. And you pull your heart out.
5 points.
And the portal opens up on
is
your
that
chest.
One of your things? Pull your own heart out.
I wish. I didn't know about the pulling out. Your heart out thing when I took this that's ability. True. I just thought I could switch bodies
that
with people.
That would have been a neat thing to have just guessed.
Yeah.
At some point, I'll probably want to pull my heart out.
And I'll be able to do that twice.
It'll be like a harder one, though. Yeah,
but this does count as sacrificing somebody to save yourself.
That's my human sacrifice.
That's close.
Technically, you're not saving yourself at all. Like, you're not in a compromising scenario.
He did put himself in the danger.
Cut a hole in my chest, so I am saving myself.
You're sacrificing yourself.
So, no, what he's doing...
that dude.
So, basically, he's put himself in a situation where he's about to die. So, in order to save himself, he takes another person and he...
He put himself
I'm still saving myself.
That's still going...
saving yourself if you're directly killing yourself?
Sure.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, you're
I gotta save my life.
Okay, anus guy.
Where's your sheet of goals for me? Did you give that...
Oh, it's right here. Sorry, I gave it to you.
Yeah, I just wanted to see it. Yeah, so like some of this, like, you can put yourself in the position to do these things. Like,
I mean, destroy the world? Yeah. Well, I'm gonna destroy the world.
If you found a spell to give yourself extra butts to put stuff in there.
Okay,
so am I the old guy now?
You're gonna need to make one multiple butt spell. Like, you're definitely switching bodies.
Okay.
But you need to switch into the right body.
Oh, God. No.
No.
I'm chips are. I will not be able to do this.
I hope you switch to an innocent and we get killed.
Do you have chips here?
I have no chips left. I'm out of chips.
Six!
Oh,
six!
Yes! So all of a sudden you are in the body of the dean of students. He stumbles in his speech.
He speaks in a gravelly low voice like this.
And he stumbles in his speech in a second. And then one of the cultists goes up. Hey, this guy just carved out his own heart. And I know that's not part of the ceremony.
All right, calm down. You're right. It's not part of the ceremony. But listen. This is my bad. I made a flub. I was reading the book wrong for the sacrifice to bring about Cthulhu, which, as we all agree, is what we want to do.
Yeah. And most of the guys are mumbling around the room, and all the students who are tied up like, no, that's not what anyone wants.
Calm down. We're going to need, it says 60, we're going to need 600. So I'm going to need everybody to go and get some more people.
Well, we could easily grab more students. Like, the population of this college is huge.
Yeah, I know, and it's tedious, and I know. Just everybody, please, just go out and get some more students.
Well, do we kill the ones we have?
No, you know what? It's going to take a long time for you to get them. I'll kill the ones in here. I'll do that myself, and I just because it is my bad, and I'll do the work.
Well, that's off. That's very sweet of you.
Yeah, I'm a mentor.
So you're definitely going to need to make a roll.
Yeah, whatever. No. Four. No.
So they're not fully convinced. A lot of them, like, hey, you know, even though this was your bad, like, we all want this to happen. We all want to go for this, and there's a bid for control.
All right, Mike, it's all in your hands now. You got to save the world. Did all good.
I cannot wait to just say it. Everything I just said was a joke.
Ready?
3, 2, 1.
Ooh. He's all putting right. them in.
Okay. Is that, are you out now?
No. Oh. Ooh, yeah, so, again, my fault.
Okay. We'll send off a bunch of the guys, and like me and Jerry will stay behind. We'll help you out.
Cool.
Okay.
And how many people do we have in here? 60 each tied up?
He's 60 people tied up.
All right. I'm trying to work out a very physically athletic and puzzle solving way.
I think that's good. I mean, they're definitely buying what we're selling. Here.
This old man here. Peak physical condition.
He's got it.
He know like his brain knows how to make his body act like it's the body in peak physical condition.
Who's staying back? Jerry and who?
Jerry and the guy talking to you right now.
I no longer gain anything from meeting you, but it's nice to know your names.
Jerry and this is Thomas.
Cool. Hey, Tom and
Tom
Jerry.
And Jerry.
All right. So how are our altars arranged in this room?
Looking out over the room, the altars are arranged in a spiral pattern outwards from the center altar, which is like circular.
All right. So there is a furthest point if it's a spiral.
Yeah.
Okay. Thomas.
Uh huh.
You and Jerry go to that furthest student. She's been making a lot of trouble, and I don't want to hear it anymore.
Okay.
So, can you go over to her, tell her to shut up?
Do you want to say, we're already stabbing her?
Just stab her?
He wants to stab her, tell her to shut up first.
Trying to do the odds here. If you stab her and I'm trying to free everybody else...
What was that?
No. Singing a song I had in my head.
Jerry's like, I think I know how that one goes.
Fuck you, Jerry.
Yeah.
Yo, fuck you, Tom.
So. yeah. You two guys head all the way over there, and I need you to just. No stabbing. We're not doing that yet. That all has to happen at once here.
Oh, that's okay. Okay. So we just like prep her for stabbing.
Yeah, prep her.
You want to say like some words over her?
Say words as loudly as you can. Like if anyone else were here, like creeping around,
just
you would not.
Any words.
You would not hear him. All right?
All right.
So head on over there, the furthest away from me that you can get. That'd be neat. Great. That'd be great.
Great.
Cool. All right.
That sounds neat.
And in the meantime, internally speaking, of course,
yes.
As Thomas and Jerry are moving, I would like to begin freeing everybody in a puzzler way, like starting with the inside and moving my way out like in a spiral, because that's the most efficient way, I would imagine, to free people one at a time as Thomas and Jerry are furthest away from me.
Okay. I see what you're trying to do. Now...
I sort of created it as a puzzle. Can we solve this puzzle, John?
One idea that comes to mind as you're trying to do this is you have no idea how these people are going to react.
True. Okay. Let's see. Is there some kind of thing in the Necronomicon that would allow, like a spell that would allow 60 people's bonds to simultaneously be freed? Just like hours ago in the animal ward when we pulled the fire alarm and they were all simultaneously sprung.
Is there a fire release for the Necronomicon?
Is there a foreshadowing spell?
What you can try, reading the Necronomicon to see if you can find something.
Okay. Shit. I will do that. And I will,
You have two left.
I'm gonna put 2 points on this. To read the Necronomicon. Damn.
No, you miss it.
I cannot read.
And there's a bid for control.
And here it comes.
Oh, look, he's the only one left with points.
Daddy's back. Hey, guys. honestly, this is super fucked up. I have not been feeling well. Thomas, Jerry, guys, everything that you've been doing, we got plenty of people. We can summon Cthulhu. I just want you guys, since you're my favorites, You guys know
really?
You're my favorites.
You like it's the best? It's
you're my
cool.
favorites, guys. You are my favorites. So I want you to be the
one
who witnessed Cthulhu coming back from all of his glory to devour our souls. So what we're going to do is I'm just going to leaf to this page because I, of course, know which page it's
yeah,
at.
Yeah, you know the ceremony inside and out.
Now what we're going to do is just start slitting throats here because Cthulhu needs souls to bridge the gap from his God. Existence to ours. So here, you guys just start doing that. Just willy-nilly. Any throat you can slit, slit it. Make sure it hurts, though. We want it to be a slow burn. Okay, so as this is happening, I'm going to recite from the Necronomicon the chant in order to bring back Cthulhu.
All right, now you know the chant by heart. The thing that you don't know is how exactly to pronounce the language that you're speaking in.
Extreme memory recall.
You remember it, but you don't have the muscle memory in your tongue and mouth to move it properly. So it's going to take some doing. Destroying the world is not a single roll, my friend.
All right, here's what we're going to do.
Do you have points left? Are you out of points?
I have nothing.
Are we all out of points?
We're all out of points. So every time a roll fails,
it's going to be an auction.
Wrestling each other for control.
Jerry, you know how to read. Your pronunciation's pretty great, right?
It's fine.
Okay, Thomas. your voice sounded pretty good. You sounded normal.
I'm sorry, I just bit my tongue. What?
Oh, God.
What were we
it.
Talking about? Have Tom. You ever bit your tongue?
Tom, Jerry, you need to be quiet. I'm talking to Tom now.
This is Tom.
Oh, all right. Back to Jerry. Jerry, your pronunciation is flawless, correct?
It's super flawless.
I'm just so mad right now. Give me your rings. Give me your rings.
Sorry. Here you go. Here are rings.
Ryan, look at the other wall. Start slitting throats, and I'll round you guys up. Start slitting all these throats. I will force every ring I can find into my anus. Hey, those two. They're two rings, at least. Just cram
Everyone.
Those two right into my anus. Right.
And as you're shoving things into your anus, you know...
Oh, no, I want to summon a demon.
Sure, you can summon a demon.
I'm just going to summon... I'm flipping, because while I'm putting things in my butt, I kind of got bored, so I decided to just summon a random demon. It'll help kill some of the innocents.
Yeah, probably.
There you go.
What'd you
a
roll?
Jar.
Oh. It was...
God.
Five. Okay, you do summon it. You do summon a demon, and like from blood that's collected on the floor from people they've already killed, sort of swirls up and creates a bipedal body, and it looks like a skeleton that's made of blood. And
awesome.
It starts like cackling, and Tom and Jerry, what the fuck? What the fuck's going on? I bit my tongue, and I'm seeing this thing. This is awful.
This is the hired help. Now I'm going to summon Cthulhu.
So you start the chant to summon Cthulhu.
All right.
First leg of the chant. Need to roll a six.
Yeah, I'm aware.
You should have taken summon Cthulhu as a skill.
Yeah, I'm kidding. That would have been a good skill to grab.
All right. Six!
Oh, my
Six.
God.
So the first leg of the chant goes off pretty flawlessly. The blood starts spreading out over the floor, and you can see there are recesses in the stonework here that are forming different runes and sigils. And the ring of blood starts to complete itself. When it meets, the blood starts to glow a faint red aura. The skeleton is like running around, just murdering college students left and right.
Yes. Oh,
sorry, also earlier we were at Arby's.
Yes, yes. I must continue my chant.
Oh, God.
We must continue this chant.
We must continue.
Oh, come on. Four.
Now, one of those rings hits your prostate in a way that sort of causes, they just like, ooh! And you mispronounce one of the words,
ooh.
And there's a fight for control.
Six.
Oh, five.
Damn it.
So you got control again.
Let's get this Cthulhu thing back on the train. Before I do, though, I do lean over and grab a pebble off the ground and put it in my
butt. All right. No, your butt's getting kind of full right
now. Well, I got new butt now.
Oh, that's true.
It only has two rings in it, plus now a pebble.
Oh, yeah, that other butt was just filled as a brick.
Full of pebbles.
I think just because I'm trying to really get my... I feel like the one demon isn't enough. I feel like...
Demon?
I think I'm going to summon another demon.
Yeah.
A second demon. Six.
All right, so you summon a demon. This one,
I should have summoned Cthulhu with that six.
Some of the dead people, actually the guy who carved out his own heart.
the albino guy.
His bones start to animate themselves, and the sinews wrap around the bones, and an insect-like creature builds itself out of his skeleton, and it comes out. Now I'm going to say you've killed, of these 60 college students, you have killed a good 30. So you are very, very close. Now the bone spider demon looks at you kind of expectantly.
I will lean over. There's a dead body near me.
Mm-hmm.
Can I just... throw it like a severed limb or an arm or something. Mm-hmm. I have universal marksmanship. I'd love to land it right in its gullet.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure.
I want to feed it. I want it to be happy and know that it can trust me. 3.
The bone spider catches it. It understands. It starts going over the dead flesh of everything and grinding it up. Because it has no internal organs, that all of the dead bodies, that blood just spills right out over its chest, and it starts filling those crevices in the floor even faster.
I want it to be really happy, and so I want it to have a female dead bone spider demon for it. Just because that's what I want.
You're a nice guy.
I'm a nice guy. I care about the bone spider.
Yeah.
At this point, I look at it as a pet, John.
Yeah.
John, let's get one more bone spider.
Yeah, bone spiders are great. It's kind of cute when you look past the horror.
I gotta quit rolling. Isn't that a 6, 2, 3?
3. So what were your skills again?
My skills were...
Obsession is summoning demons, but your skills are different.
Memory recall. I can...
Right, yeah. So that will not be enough to summon that demon.
Gotcha.
And there's a fight for control.
Oh, Lord.
I'm saying, points-wise, Luke, three. You took a massive lead there.
Yeah, no kidding. With the butt.
3. 1.
Oh, roll the off, threes right. Roll off. 4.
4.
Holy
roll
cow.
Off fours.
Dang.
6.
3.
Cool.
Oh, you.
Holy God.
Are we doing good?
Oh, John, I'm seeing two demons in here and half these kids are dead, dude. What's going on?
Oh, shit.
Is everything going okay?
I kind of lost sight of our goal originally.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I got to say, Luke is so charismatic. As soon as he takes the reins, I feel like he knows which direction to go.
I get it.
And that is destroy the earth.
Yeah,
and,
I get that.
And you hop back in here and I think, oh, maybe that's not a great plan.
So
I don't know. I can see the benefits and problems with both.
Let's get back to the
guys. Just to say, I have 15 minutes before I have to go.
Okay, cool.
We're wrapping this up. Hand here. Let's try again for that fire failsafe switch spell to release the rest of these kids, and hopefully most of them can get out before bone spider and skeleton blood demon get to them. Like 15 of them.
Yeah.
You know what? We bat zero on this. We get none of them safe. We at least, can't summon Cthulhu if we don't have any more people to kill. Or, we get one of them safe. How about that?
Because
that's only 59 dead bodies.
Yeah. Right.
So,
they also have to get out of here.
Yeah.
Let's read the Necronomicon for one of those fire fail safes. It's a 6, you guys!
Oh, man!
So
the ropes,
a reverse bondage spell.
The ropes that were around the student's bodies all of a sudden turn into snakes.
Oh wait, I thought I just found the spell.
Oh wait a minute. No, what's your Did you read the Necronomicon to find the spell already? I thought you...
I didn't get it.
No, so you found the spell. That's right. Oh, so we're not even there.
But I did read the Necronomicon.
So you have that spell.
Which I've been trying to do this whole hour.
Yeah,
just read the damn book.
That's true. Is that the easy one?
Someone else read it at some point.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. John,
I mean, technically we all read it.
His new goal is to be reading the book.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So we've got the spell. We know how to unleash these guys. Yeah.
You just
gotta
cast it.
Okay, buddy. Here's hoping for another six, John.
Mm-hmm.
It's a two, dude.
All right.
You weren't even close.
You're reading it, and you're reading it, and 10 minutes pass as you're reading it, and you fall asleep.
Okay.
Now you have your ability.
Right. Okay.
So roll
to
stay awake.
I have a I don't fall asleep ability. So I get a...
He grabbed this. I got a reward at some point.
Not even close. I got a one.
You got a one? All right, roll for control.
For control.
Roll for control.
I know
control.
The spell now, though, right?
Yeah.
Five.
Six.
Oh, we got it.
I got it. All right, John.
That was close.
I'm
I almost
here,
felt
buddy.
Like I should probably be destroying the world.
Nope, you're going to stay with me here. We're going to cast that spell. We are going to turn those bonds into snakes. Just not right now.
Failure. Roll off.
One.
Two. Three.
Whoo!
All right.
So you know the spell, too.
I do know the spell. I don't necessarily
need to save the
to save anybody.
Yeah.
I just need to not die. And I feel like if I...
But if hang on, I'm just clarifying something. I'm not trying to argue anything.
Yeah.
This is a talk between the voices in your
if
head.
If not all of
feel free to weigh in, too.
If zero of the kids survive, does that the world also end at that point?
No, we still have a spell to cast to summon Cthulhu.
Okay. Here's your plan.
Sure,
you're playing fast and loose here.
One of the things, yeah, none of the underlings know the ceremony.
Only we do. We know the ceremony.
Yeah, only the guy who is in this body.
Got it.
Oof. Only John knows the ceremony. But my goal
only
is to save John. But John is also trying to actively kill himself and the world.
You should take the body of the spider.
I don't know if I can switch bodies with the spider.
My own spider.
What I will do is I will go and grab my guns from the other corpse and go and shoot Tom and Jerry in the head. Got it?
Oh, no.
Tom dies, Jerry lives.
R.I.P. Tom.
Oh, my God. Thank God you killed Jerry. He's the worst. The worst.
We got to do control.
We got to roll off,
shit.
Yeah.
Four.
Five.
Four.
Okay.
Whoa. So fucking close.
Jerry's getting one, too.
You're more
yeah.
Four.
Yeah, bam. Jerry dead.
What's our body count looking like at this point?
At this point, like, yeah, now there are probably, with the skeleton still madly killing people, you probably got 15 students left.
Okay.
Alive.
Muy bueno. Muy bueno.
All right, I will grab a knife and start cutting bonds. I can try casting that spell, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I might as well try casting the spell to free all the people. I'll try that one. Ah, five.
And how many
so
spells
close.
Have already been cast in this time? None? Was the vomit of the acid onto the iron door, was that?
Oh, yeah. Actually, you know what? You did... Here's the thing. I didn't give you those points. You're absolutely right, because,
okay,
Mike, you had to... You also he had to some of those demons. He was casting spells.
Okay,
that's technically your goal too.
Yeah, best defense.
We're rolling for control.
Yeah. I don't think my ability counts. Just shooting people in the head. I don't think that's really sacrificing them to save me.
Six,
four,
three.
Damn.
Let's get Cthulhu up in this bitch.
So, the spell is not cast. 15 students left. So you just have the bone spider and the laughing skeleton together.
All right.
And you have to say your words right.
I'm going to say my words right, but before I do, I really, really need to put something in my butthole. I'm thinking there's a lot of sinew and stuff that... has been ground up by the bone spider.
Oh,
I'm thinking maybe a finger. I'm thinking a knuckle even. Anything I can get and put inside of my rectum. I'm really going to try to do it.
All right. Go
just
for
one.
It.
Go for it.
So I did that. After that, I gotta summon Cthulhu.
You really need to put a door lock into your butthole.
I do.
Now, you find when you put this bone fragment in your butthole,
yeah.
it's cutting up your butthole pretty severely.
That's okay. I'm all right.
I'm just saying there's more than the usual amount of blood streaming from
your
ass.
I'm an old man. This is an old man's butt. You know, it's a little, it's harder.
Roll.
It's harder. Right. All right, well, let's summon Cthulhu.
Did he roll it?
Oh, my yeah. God.
Oh, he rolls a six.
Yes.
So the final college students, I'm going to say two people were rolling sure. to stop this from happening.
Uh-huh.
But he rolled six a million times. And the portal opens and gigantic tentacles start streaming out of it and flailing about. And a huge hand sort of rips it open and starts digging its way up to the earth, up through the earth.
Welcome, Cthulhu!
So Cthulhu is here, and I am going to say, since John has to go soon, the world is consumed in madness and
yes.
darkness, and most
yes.
importantly, Luke gets 10 points.
Yes! Yes!
Those butthole points are looking like chump change now.
Those butthole points were just nothing.
All right, so the score for this final round is, let's see, JPC didn't rack up too many points. He got 18.
18 points.
Wow. let's see. Mike, 32.
Holy Jesus. Shit. I was not expecting anything like that.
Well, actually, you have more than that. You got 37 because he cast the spell for Cthulhu.
You got spell casting points?
Yeah, cast a spell was my middle one.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
So it takes a couple
that.
Rolls.
All right, I did was summon demons was my middle one.
Okay, same idea.
Yeah.
And 47.
Holy
oh,
hell.
God.
Yeah. You were one Cthulhu ahead of me.
I was one Cthulhu up on you.
So. All right, so our final score is, for our first Everyone is John, I'm sure we're going to do a similar game of this in the future, because this was a wacky blast. We had tied for second place.
Second place, respectable.
Yeah. JPC and Mike Gospel got 72.
72 points.
72 yeah. points. Good job, guys.
No buttholes required.
But we have to give this to a destroyer of worlds, Luke Null,
yeah.
who got 83 points.
There it is.
And
guys, it was all because of my butthole, honestly.
So whether or not you guys feel good about that doesn't matter.
Nope.
Happy Halloween, everybody. We are going to be back next month with our Star Wars Spectacular. We're going to be running two games in the Star Wars role-playing system. Kat is going to be running one of them, and she... Wait until you guys hear her DM, because it's going to be good.
It's called Everyone is Django.
In the universe of Starwall Odyssey, space is made out of the collective imaginations of all the thinking beings who live on various planets. These worlds are connected to each other through imagination. Common themes and ideas are strings between universes. And to get between them, people fly wooden ships that look like animals, which are powered by emotions. Also, people communicate with each other by contemplating orbs. The only way you can take pictures is getting stared at by a big psychic bug. And people have already declared victory in a war over the very concept of evil. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Starwall Odyssey follows the adventures of the hapless inhabitants of the Lucky Finn tenement building, who suddenly find that their apartment is actually a spaceship, and that they're lost in a sea of boundless imagination. It's an actual play starring me, James D'Amato, Mel D'Amato, Ali Grauer, and Drew Merzieski, as we playtest the No Kings system, which will hopefully one day be the Skyjacks role-playing system. It toes the line between weird and wonderful slice of life and high-flying space fantasy. You can sample the first 5 episodes by searching for Starwall Odyssey on your favorite podcast app, or get the whole thing by heading to patreon.com/oneshotpodcast and signing up for $5 a month or more.
Well, everyone, that's it for this week. I hope you enjoyed Everyone is John, because it's definitely something I want to play again. Next week, we're doing something. I don't know, but I'll figure it out. November 27th through December 5th, we're going to do holiday episodes. I'll bet some of you can guess what holiday we're going to be celebrating, and we're going to be doing those episodes in style, with Deadlands Noir. And for the first time, I'll be playing the game instead of running it, so I'm looking forward to that especially. And later in December, we have our Star Wars episodes, where we're going to compare the old Wizards of the Coast D20 system to the new Fantasy Flight system. If you've been thinking of picking up Edge of the Empire, you'll definitely want to listen so you can see how it plays. Cynthia Lee, the artist who occasionally does work for our logos, has a Kickstarter for a new comic anthology that she's worked on called Love and Monsters. If you like monsters, and I'm guessing you do because you listen to a role-playing podcast, then you're going to like this comic. Go check it out. Her art is beautiful, and the rewards don't cost that much. It is just $10 for the PDF edition. And you and I both know that if you don't spend that $10 on this comic, you're going to spend it on something terrible. If you like One Shot, please like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at OneShotRPG. And finally, that music you hear swelling up over my voice right now is Be Your Own Pet with Adventure. See you next time, heroes.